Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Monique.
And this is Sydney.
And you're tuned into Monique and Sydney's
Open Relationship.
It's going to be the type of conversations that normally we're afraid to have out loud. Is it okay to be gay? Friends. How many of us have them? Mother and daughters. Is it always all bad? The mind's like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. That's what's up.
Hey, my loves. Hey, my loves. Welcome to another episode of Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Mama.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm wonderful.
Who are you again?
I'm Monique.
And I am Sydney.
You know what, baby?
Sometimes.
Listen, I'm excited about today's show.
Do it.
As I am all of them. But I think this one, anytime love is involved, it give me a little tickle differently.
That's right. Look how people are greeting. Hey, beautiful people. Hey, love you, lady. Good morning. Salute. That's starting off in love.
That's starting off in love. Okay, so today, what are we talking about today, Daddy?
We're talking about, will you fight for love?
Will you fight for it? Now, we're not talking about the kind of fighting where y'all fighting over a nigga who really don't want neither one of you. Okay, we're not talking about that kind of fighting. Mm-hmm. Y'all up on the corner, Brenda done pulled your damn hair, and Pam done pulled your titty out.
Right.
We're not talking about that.
Because Darnell is your man, Pam. You know it. He come home to you every night. He just leave out in the morning and go with
Brenda.
That's it.
She don't mean no goddamn harm.
No.
Will you fight for love? Okay, the kind of love we're talking about. Daddy, what kind of love are we talking about?
Well, there's all kinds of love. The love for your family, the love for your friends, the love for your children, the love for mankind with people that you may call strangers. Will you fight for love?
Now, I'll say, just speaking in reference to me, and say, will you fight for love? Because oftentimes people ask me about the weight loss. And I think sometimes people are expecting this magical answer or this, you know, what are you being sprinkled with? Like, what are you doing, Monique? Tell me the secret. And the secret really is, it's love. I'm being loved in a way that I've never been loved before, and I'm understanding how to love back. So for me to say, do I fight for love? Yes, I'm fighting to save my life in a way that I've never even considered. Like, I've never considered some of the shit that I'm doing now, like trying to figure out different ways to make vegetables taste good. Okay? Like, baby, I'm eating goddamn lentil burgers. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
There was a time I'd have said, lentil, bitch, don't what? What is a lentil?
That's a color, ain't it?
What?
Right. Don't sound like a food. That shit sound like a color.
So we're talking about it today. Will you fight for love? Like, and what is your fight? Like, what is your fight for you to fight for, to say, I'm never willing to put my guard down, not to be guarded, but I'm never willing to put my guard down and saying, I'm giving up. I'm going to always fight for this thing. What is that?
And how we got on the conversation was, there was an individual. Oftentimes, Monique and I have discussions where we go back and forth about we need to have certain conversations with certain individuals. And as tough of a talker as Monique is, and as much of an appreciator as Monique is of someone having a conversation with her, it's difficult for her to have conversations with others, because if you don't get it, it's like, fuck it, they don't get it, Sid. Don't you see what I'm saying? Don't you see what I'm saying? You don't believe it? Ask the motherfucker. Just ask them and see why they don't get it. And then you're like, well, here's the thing. Sometimes when people don't get it, it's not to piss you off. It's because they really don't get it. And sometimes you've got to take the time to have the conversation with individuals, and they still may not get it, but you don't give up on them because you know that someone took the time to have a conversation with you when you weren't aware of it. And sometimes your conversation is like the game Don't Break the Ice. You were just the first chip at the proverbial iceberg. They may need to hear it 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 more times. And sometimes it comes right on your watch. Mm-hmm. And you say the exact words that make them open up because they've heard them before, but now they're ready to be awakened. A prime example of that is we just had a conversation with Tommy, who's sitting right here. Say hello to the folk, Tommy.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Tommy was sharing in reference to there was a program that she wanted to have her son involved in, yes, where they teach them how to fish, which not only shows them how to fish and win prizes and so forth and so on, but it teaches the metaphor of I can give you a fish and feed you today, yes, or I can teach you how to fish and feed you for the rest of your life. Yes. And she had expressed, well, you tell them how,
well, yeah,
what your,
yeah,
situation was.
Yeah, it was so crazy because on our way here, I got the phone call because I had already been talking with my brother. My brother is a part of a fishing league. And with the fishing league, it's a competition. And they, you know, it's a group of very successful men that just got together to form a brotherhood around fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and built an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And now they go out and they put scholarships together to go get, you know, underprivileged kids and bring them out and go fishing. And they also got the program together where now it's an official scholarship where they can actually go into schools and offer this to schools and everything else. But to make a long story short, my brother got involved with it because he wanted to, you know, expand and broaden his horizon and do things that he loved because he always loved fishing. And he wanted to be a part of an organization and a brotherhood itself.
What's the organization?
IOC.
Okay. My bad.
Yeah.
But keep on going.
I didn't come prepared,
that's right,
with names,
that's right,
and all
just
that
wanted
stuff
to shout him out if we could.
But
that's all right.
But I thought it was a wonderful idea for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my son, and what's so funny is because I know Monique remember because I came to her one time when we was talking because I brought up the conversation to my son, mm-hmm, about maybe he should explore the idea of getting involved with a mentor or other men that he can be able to, you know, find out, you know, just being around other men to get an idea of becoming his own man.
Right.
And so that was my idea, and I came to him with it very forcefully, but lovingly.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, he wasn't ready to receive it. He looked at me and was just like, look.
About how long ago?
This, probably, what, a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Probably about a year ago. And so, I mentioned it to Monique because I was trying to throw some ideas out there, like, you know. But, you know, I had to, you know, sit in my place, let him be his own man. But recently he came to me,
mm-hmm,
and said, you know what? I was just thinking, you know, I was thinking that maybe I need to get out and find some other men that is doing some things. And I wanted to say, but I told you that last, but I didn't.
Right.
I just held back and I listened.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he dropped that to me, then, you know, I went to my brother. And I asked my brother because my brother had called me about a new position. He got on his job and we got to talking and he was talking about the fishing. And I was like, well, you know what? It'd be a really good idea if you get your nephew and y'all go fishing.
Right.
And he was like, yeah. And then he was telling me about the program and all of this and that. But, you know, the beautiful thing about it is that sometimes you want to be involved and you want to put your hands on situation and the timing might not be when it needs to be, you know, presented at
right,
that moment.
Right.
But, you know, yeah.
But your hand was in the situation, which was the point, is that it may not come necessarily when you think, but had you not planted that seed,
yes,
in his mind,
yes,
he would not have known that he had an opportunity and a place to come back to revisit.
Yes.
It would just be starting over and now it's dawning on him, and you don't know necessarily what were the words that led him to reconsider your initial offer. So sometimes you've got to fight for that love where you're saying and sharing things, and even in your situation, knowing when to back off, because it's going to come to you, because within the boundaries of saying, I'm going to back off momentarily, you are still fighting for your love, because as you stated earlier, you could sometimes come at with a little force, you know.
Cause this was something I was working on at the time myself.
Right.
Because that's how I come off.
Right.
You know, because a little aggressively.
When you,
because I'm expressing
listen,
myself.
Single women of color, based upon experiences, you see them being either one of two ways. And that is either a little bit passive.
Yeah.
Or overly aggressive, because you I gotta raise these four boys by myself or whoever, and it's like ain't nobody talk to them, so I gotta punch them in the side of their head so T-Bag won't shoot them out in the street. Okay, they call him T-Bag because he's
shooting
reefer.
The shit out of
right. You okay?
We talking about it, y'all. Will you fight for love? Will you fight for love? And people are like, well, what's your definition of love? And the definition could be different for everyone. It's whatever your definition is. But are you willing to fight for it? Like, are you willing to have the difficult conversations?
Are you willing to have them?
And I'm going to tell you, you're right, Daddy. It's like, I so don't like conflict that if I think it's going to be a conflict, there have been times where I almost had to work myself up to have the conversation so that if it's going to be a conflict, I'm already at 100, baby. So whatever we get ready to do, we get ready to do, instead of saying, okay, let me bring this conversation up lovingly. We're there. I'm not looking for a conflict, but I'm looking to have an understanding or a conversation. And because I'm being loved like that, I'm trying to learn how to love like that back. And it is challenging. Because I'm still very much a gorilla. Okay? Daddy, I believe I was a gorilla in one of my lives.
Perhaps.
Okay. But that aggression, it's still very much a part of me, coming from a place of you gotta get it. And the nurturing part is still challenging. You know, just to truly say to fight for love. I can be challenged with the way I want to receive it is the way that I need to give it.
Exactly. And in love, sometimes that is not just speaking with people you know, but sometimes it's speaking to people that you really don't know well. Some of the realest conversations that I've had were with strangers and their executives. And it's part of the reason why some have said we could be problematic, because you're having a conversation that is not usually had with someone who is the president of a company, who tells you, oh, your wife, she can't be an executive producer of a program because we don't let actors and actresses become executive producers. Well, she's an award-winning actress and executive producer. Why would that be? Because I've been in the business 43 years and I've been doing it for a very long time, and that's how we did it and that's how we do it. And I just find that it's difficult for an actor to be an executive producer as well as an actor. And then express to that individual, before you became president, someone had to give you an opportunity to do things that you had yet to do. And what you're saying is, in fact, discriminatory.
Well, it's not being discriminating. I'm not discriminating. It's something about black or white.
Well, see, when people hear the word discrimination, they automatically go to black and white. But what I was sharing with him is, when you, who happens to be a person, is able to lay rules down over the executive producer, the actors, the actresses, the company itself, and a multiple, why is that? You're a person just like them. And you can tell individuals are used to not having anyone speak to them in reference to what is real, because they're not loved enough to be told you're wrong, because people want to keep their job.
Mm.
People are afraid that if they say the wrong thing, nobody would want to do business with them, not realizing that you don't want to do business with someone who doesn't want to do the right thing, nor they want to hear, because you're loving them enough to tell them the truth. And you just never know if that person may say, You made a good point. Because there are those times in your life where you find out that they're not bad people. They made bad decisions. And part of the bad decision that they make is they refuse to listen to the people around them. That's why no one tells them anything. And you say, I refuse not to say my piece. You might say no, but I got to speak up for the love of who I am and for the love of who you are.
We're talking about it, babies. Will you fight for love even when it's uncomfortable? And, you know, someone said, I'll only fight if it's worth it. Well, that's when you should only fight for it. When it's not worth the fight, then you have to make a decision to say, let me get off of this because this is not worth this fight. Because if two people or if the people involved aren't willing to be on the same page and say, we're going to fight this together, we're going to go through this together, then it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Then it doesn't work because you have one person that's saying, I'm fighting for the team, and you have another person saying, I'm fighting against. And it just doesn't work like that.
And that Fushia just said that, and I'm paraphrasing, despite you might, you know, despite the fighting, it's supposed to be, supposed to end up in togetherness. And if your reason for objecting or having a conversation or debating with someone is, I want to be on your side. I'm not trying to fight against you, but sometimes you have to not be on a person's side in the immediate so they understand that you're on their side in the long run.
See, I think this conversation is important because even in relationships, may it be man and wife, may it be sisters, mother, daughter, whatever it is, sometimes we're so afraid to say what really needs to be said. But you'll say, I love you to death. But because we're not willing to have the real conversations, that's exactly what you did. You loved me to death. Because I remember when, and this was some shit that it stung, but I remember when I first started losing the weight, right? And after about 3 weeks in, I was feeling, I'm like, yeah, I've been focused. I've been doing it. So I said.
3 days.
And was it 3 days, Daddy?
At least three
about
days.
About 3 days.
I know, that's what she said. But I'm telling you, the actual time was about 3 days in. Three hours, maybe.
No, Daddy.
You have been exercising about 3 hours into it.
Go ahead, Daddy. No, baby, no. It was about 3 weeks.
My bad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I came in the bathroom feeling good. And I was like, Daddy, do you see any different? Do you see it? And he looked at me and he said, no. Well, then, shit. My little feelings was like, I've been working really hard, and he don't see nothing. But what he said to me was, when I do see it, you know I'm going to tell you. And what I'm not going to do is bullshit you and tell you what you want to hear, because then I'm not truly being your friend. I'm not saying what's really real. And though in the moment it did, it stung, because I'm like, oh, I've been committed. I've been at it. But, oh, you have been. But there's not been a change as of yet. So now when he says,
that ass is right.
Come on, Dad.
The ass is right.
Come on.
You get the shit right.
Come on.
That's what it is.
He be like, bring that juicy ass on.
When you say that, then you know this shit is true.
Yes. 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 So what I'm saying is, to us that have a hard time hearing the truth, open up to it, because it's really someone fighting to love you through it. They're fighting to love you through it. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Sometimes I can be a fucking handful, because sometimes I look right at him. I look at him and I know everything he said is right. But Doreen be like, bitch, stay in it. Stay in it. And he'll love me through it. He'll be patient enough. But it's a fight that he's saying, listen, we're going to fight for this. We're going to fight for the challenges. We're going to fight for what is difficult for you to deal with, instead of, if I ever matched your energy, then what we got?
As she had made I forgot the whole thing, but that was part of the handles, has stated earlier, sometimes you have to be brutally honest. And sometimes you have to be brutally honest without being brutal at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean, oh, bitch, see, you, that's why your mother, because see, y'all got evicted, all three of y'all, so don't even act like that. that just may mean that there's some things that have happened in your life. Didn't you get evicted? That you could maybe use to be a little bit more humble. As opposed to, yeah, when you and DeAndre and y'all motherfuckers, because y'all used to drink, nigga. Y'all used to drink. And y'all get highs, too. You like, okay, now highs, not high, highs. You get highs, too.
Off a couple things.
Off a couple things. That ain't fighting for love. That's just fighting, okay? But the way in which you're telling them, you can actually speak to the real of what happened without really talking to them like you trying to blow them up. Like verbally, you trying to blow them up.
Yes.
So it's like, and if you receive that, it would behoove you to get it or rather give it to other people, because that's the hardest thing. If you ever notice, the more harsh someone is, the more sensitive they tend to be. They tend to be. They harsh. Sometimes I hear my lovely wife talking to people who she's trying to give them advice, and it's like, bitch, just get over it. You got to fight it. Wait a minute. Who you now? What are we doing? Are we now? We going through the slave province. Just fight them. When you see them and they come for you, no. You got to fight them. Wait a minute. Now, this is her husband. Daddy. Now, this. No. Wait a minute. You work this shit out, baby.
No.
Okay, then.
No,
what?
Baby.
What?
No, I don't tell him to fight him.
Not fight him.
No.
No, but just the tone is like, you don't get it.
That's the gorilla.
That's the gorilla. Now, we was gorillas together in a previous life, sharing a banana and everything. But it's like, look, didn't you have a concern with that? Well, why are you talking like her, like she's supposed to just know, or he's supposed to just know, like off the... So it's understanding that the same way that we got to learn things, other people got to learn them. And if you talk to people like it's okay that you don't know, you'd be surprised how people feel comfortable speaking with you. And you become surprised at how comfortable your little unit is. So it's like, will you fight for love? When's the last time you told your children, just for no reason at all, like, I love you and I'm excited to come home to see you. Thank you for standing at the door waving and twerking and jumping because mommy or daddy was coming home, because it makes us feel good and it's a pleasure to see our favorite people. When have you said that? But this is fighting for your relationship, not when you're upset. And at Die Child Support God every day, that's what I'm talking about. See, when you do things like that every day, then you're fighting for your relationships, you're fighting for yourself, and then you start seeing the type of relationships that you have. People will see the relationships that you have and will appreciate you, but you're generating that love and respect around you. And these are the type of words that the society we live in today, they'll call you a punk, they'll call you weak, they call you a sucker. Because don't you see the world at large? Love, nigga, you better get your paper, okay? You better get your money. But at the end of the day, you can do all of those things in a loving way where you're not being dishonest, where you're not cheating. And if you run into individuals that are being dishonest and being cheats, you talk to them. And if they don't understand, then tell on them, okay? Tell on them. And I mean it. Tell on them. Because sometimes your opinion alone doesn't make a difference. But when you tell on people that are mistreating yes. you and mistreating others, other people's opinion may help them. Because this is not to blow them up and make them look bad. It's to make them do good. To do good. Yes. And sometimes that may be something we need. That's why we'll say, well, why don't you ask somebody that you respect their opinion in reference to it. This ain't to put you on the spot. It's to say, these are things that work for us. See what happens if it works for you.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Having the conversations that most people are afraid to have out loud.
This is Open Relationship with Monique and Sydney Hicks.
We're talking about it. Will you fight for love? Like, are there parents out there right now that's going through it with their children, with their adult children, but you're unafraid to have the real conversation? And you'll say, like, when you watch some of these court shows and you watch Beyond Scared Straight and you're watching it, and you'll see their mamas crying, you'll see them going through it, but you'll see the mama not saying a real conversation to that son or daughter. You'll see them almost clam up where, I don't want to tell them the real, and you have to ask yourself, am I fighting for love? Like, am I fighting all the way to the end? Am I saying and doing everything possible to make it work? Now, if not, I love you so much, I love you enough to let you go. I love you enough to let you go because I love me. But when you hear sometimes what people say, even in friendships, and Michelle, who is like my sister, I don't even say friend, it's my sister, since we were kids, we've said some of the realest shit to each other where it stopped us from speaking. Like, one time we didn't speak for 90 days. I can count it. It was 3 months. I miss my friend so much. And just because both of us were in a space of, I'm right and I need to be right, and it took her fiancé at the time to call up and say, listen, I'm sick of dealing with y'all dumbasses if y'all don't get on the phone and say what y'all really need to say. Mm-hmm. And we said what we really needed to say, which, and even though we were younger back then, but it allowed us to grow up in a space of, and now I'm being 50-year-old women, We say what we got to say. We don't mean to hurt each other's feelings. If it does, it wasn't the intent. But it's like we love each other enough to say, you out of order.
And that was in your late teens, early 20s, and to be able to say y'all friends to this day.
Yes.
From childhood, that's what telling the truth has to do. That's what fighting for your relationships can bring on those type of relationships.
She didn't threaten me a few times.
Well, anyone that's been your friend any length of time, they would. They would.
No, baby.
Yes, baby. Robin had to get you growing up because you was being mean to her.
I wasn't being mean.
Tell her, Robin, get your mic and tell her. See, we got child stories.
I wasn't.
We got
okay,
child
so
stories.
That y'all can hear my side, I wasn't being mean. I was being a
tell
bully.
Tell the story.
But I wasn't being mean.
Did you say I was being a bully?
Monique, well, being
yeah,
a
baby,
bully.
But I wasn't
Monique,
being a mean.
Well, how? Monique, for clarity's sake, being a bully is mean.
Thank you. I was going to say.
It is. It's being,
I was a
being
bully.
A bully. No, you are not. No, you are not. No, you were not. You were not. You called me names. You fought on me. All
you called me names.
Did you say,
it was in
did
retaliation.
You say she fought on you?
Yes.
No.
It was in retaliation.
No. Listen here.
Yes, you did. Because you thought you were bigger than me. Don't.
James,
but we're not going
to
do
I
that.
Want you to
listen,
be a part of this conversation.
But listen, but here's the thing. In fighting for love, right?
Yes.
I loved you so much that you could have your way all the time. Like, you could win all the time. Even to this day, you can win all the time. I don't have to win. I don't gotta win.
With all that bullshit being said,
don't
she
do
only
that.
Fought on me one time. It only took
no,
that one ass whipping to
said,
stop the fight.
I only
on.
Fought on you one time.
One time.
I only fought on you one
because
time.
Because I fought on you one time.
No, ma'am.
I fought on you one
sat
time.
On me. Don't you do it.
I said, don't did
you
I sit
do,
on
yes, you?
You
did. Don't you.
Did you what?
Don't you do that.
You
yes,
sat
yes
on
you
her.
Did.
What kind
and
of shit is that?
What kind of shit is that?
Listen. Listen, I remember those things.
Did I say?
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes,
ma'am.
You did. And
no,
my retaliation
ma'am.
Was always
listen,
a fat
let me tell y'all
word.
Something. Robin
going
to stop acting like she
retaliate.
Ain't do no shit to nobody.
Well,
like she just
I do
a retaliator.
To?
Now,
who?
Now, we're going to stop putting
let's,
this out to the world that you only
let's
got
talk
fucked
about
up
it.
And then you
let's,
didn't fuck
let's,
nobody
let's
else up. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Let's talk about it while we're going to talk about it. Who did I ever retaliate against? Ever.
Let me,
that one time I fought you.
Don't cut
but
me off, though. Let me tell
ever.
You the bitches you retaliated
who?
Against.
Who?
There were some bitches on Brantley Avenue that they, listen here.
I didn't fight
them.
Back
now.
I didn't fight them.
We
I didn't fight them.
Back.
I let them bully me. Yes, I did. I would not
Paula,
fight them.
Let me tell you
I
something.
I did not stand
you
up for
you ain't the
me.
Type of person
no.
that you stood around and
I
let people bully
a,
you.
Yes,
motherfuckers
I was.
Were scared of you.
See, I don't know
so
why.
I do,
because, maybe because of the, because I cussed a lot as a kid. I said cuss
right,
words.
So you
I
sitting over there sounding
words.
Like you just, you
but,
one
oh,
of them
but
kids
I was bullied
that stayed in the corner and got your ass kicked.
I was passive.
No, ma'am.
They didn't put their hands on me.
Why didn't
but
they?
But I was passive.
This is the question I would ask you guys.
Yeah.
How did Laverne and Shirley make it through?
Shlemiel.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how Laverne and Shirley made it through. I'm always going to be Shirley Fink. And I'm going to be Ethel. I'm going to be the sidekick. And I'm going to be that because you can always win. And I don't care. I'm going to love you without condition. Don't try to
but
say no, that.
But you see what I'm saying? I can always win.
Yes, you can. Even now, look
what?
At you. You're trying to win. Go on.
It's not that I'm trying to win. When you say you can always win, what? I'm competitive with Monique. Like, I'm not competitive with
but
you.
But that is not what I'm saying.
But what am I trying to win at?
That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm going to stand down and you're going to have your way.
Let me say this.
What?
If you a person that stands down and gives somebody their way and you don't agree with it, then that speak.
It's not about whether or
if
not
I'm ever
you
doing
ain't doing
some,
no crazy shit that
right,
I'm not going to agree
with. But when you say
I'm going to
stand down and let you have your way, what is it that you would ever stand down and give me my way on?
Ginger ale. Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Ginger ale.
Let me help. I can't
ginger
help.
Ginger ale.
Wait,
snack. Why is my book in your purse right now? It's no longer mine. Wait a minute.
No. Wait a minute, y'all. See, this is the victim shit. I said to her, let me see the book. She said, you can have the book. I'm going to
because
give me another
y'all
one.
Y'all have to understand, it goes
no.
to the Twilight
see,
Zone and never comes
this
back.
What they'll
she
do.
Came downstairs to the kitchen. I said, Monique,
hey,
where's my book?
Hey,
she pulled
hey,
it out of her purse.
Hey, we already know. We already know. And see, what's going to happen? This wig is funny. This is the best. No. This is where it gets funny. See, Monique will try to defend, but we already established she'll take your gum and
wait
give it to
minute.
Somebody. Today,
your lip
she
balm,
had gum
your
in her purse.
Balm,
I know,
no, wait,
that's it.
Your
no,
lip balm.
Today,
right.
you
your
had gum
balm.
In your purse.
Today.
Today, you had gum of your own in your purse.
Yeah.
And we had to ask for it because you ain't offered. But if it hadn't been my shit, guess what?
No.
The world would have got it. This is how I be
she
going
takes
down
your lip balm. She takes your lip balm.
And you just accept
I'm going to tell y'all something.
And we just do it. We just be like, okay.
I'm
going
to tell y'all something. I'm
going to
tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something.
She sneaks snacks.
And y'all going to let me.
She takes them.
Tommy, if you want to intercede at any time, you can. I'm
Tommy,
tell
you never
something.
Found none of your things
this,
in her purse.
Never.
Not one.
Whatever.
Not
she ain't
one.
Gonna tell the truth. She's not gonna tell the truth.
Wait.
Combs, brushes.
Wait.
You,
no. I refuse to have you say I won't tell the truth.
Right. No.
I not just don't want to participate. And incriminate.
Say that.
And incriminate.
Then
I just want to be on the sideline.
No, then say
okay.
You don't want to participate.
Said, but we have to take Monique's side. Miss Dorothy, listen.
Ms.
If I'm
Dorothy,
wrong, I don't want nobody to take
Tommy,
my side because
Tommy,
this is the thing.
Tell the truth.
This is
Tommy.
Called,
Tommy
this,
says she just don't want to incriminate. She so she ain't going to tell the truth.
Okay, well,
it ain't about me not telling the truth. Now, don't put it out there.
That's like
them
alternative facts. Go on with your alternative facts.
I have not spoken. I'm not going to participate.
Exactly.
She's like, so that makes
that's
a whole
all
lot
that
of
means.
Sense. So at the end of the day,
I got.
So
at the end of the day, the truth is, she got some of Tommy's shit too.
And she will take yours. We've got cookie stores. We got raisins put on phone. And what happens is,
oh, sorry,
as
Mom.
You just said, how you just say we got to be on Monique's side. That's what we end up doing, saying we got to be on Monique's side because she's going to take
but,
your
but
shit.
But here's the thing. It goes both ways.
When did I take your shit again?
No, that's all I'm saying. The unconditional love goes both ways.
Yes.
It ain't like
we,
I'm just...
We talking about taking things.
I do take shit. Okay?
Right.
Now, I'm sad because I'm fighting for love. I'm fighting for it. And I'm fighting to be better. I take shit. Okay.
What you take? Tell them.
I'm going to tell you what I take.
Everything. Robin made me some sangria.
She made me some sangria.
Okay, now?
It
and it was delicious.
Yes,
okay? Do you think that my wife would allow me to have some of my own sangria? It's only in a little bottle about this big and shit.
Look at her.
And she drank it.
I did not.
Not drank it. Drank it. It did.
No, Daddy.
She drank it.
No.
Yeah.
You're not telling everything.
The gum.
You're not telling everything about the sangria.
Listen.
Did you get any of the sangria?
A taste.
Did you get a cup of
yes,
it?
Yes, I got a cup.
Well, because
did I get a cup of my own sangria now?
Because you slow as sipping.
Oh, I
shouldn't be penalized for that.
But you're supposed
you
to
slow
sip
as sipping. Well, my sips are bigger than your sips.
You're a big girl. So,
the irrational. Okay.
But see, this was fucked up about my baby cousin. She'll say shit about me, but she ain't gonna let nobody else say nothing. She gonna make it right, just like she said to Sid. Well, what you just say to him?
She a big girl.
I'm a big girl. But that's why I got bigger sips.
Which is my whole point.
You seem a little bit. A little bit out of breath.
You got warm about it, right? It made you warm.
But those things
have built character in all of us, and we just know how to deal with you, Monique.
This is why I love okay my team, because they say the real shit to me, okay? They say the real shit to me.
And if you know someone like her, this is what you do. You put decoy snacks up. You did with the decoy snacks. These snacks are to throw you off the course of the real shit. The Kit Kats is over here. The Kit Kats is there. I'm going to give you some bullshit over there. Go ahead, you get that licorice over there, black licorice.
As soon as you open something, she be like, well, where you get that from?
Where? And she can hear a bag opening up for miles.
See,
like,
she
be on the road, and I'm eating a snack at home. She called me up and be like, what you eating? Ah, baby, damn. Baby, damn.
I love you with all my heart.
I love you with all my heart, my spleen. I love you with my
kidneys. Yes. You okay?
See, because, okay, this is why we say, this is why these conversations are necessary. Will you fight for love? Because we can laugh and joke. There have been times we've cried. There have been times we had to go to our corners. However, I know it's coming from such an amazing, beautiful place where it's like, bitch, we ain't saying nothing that ain't true. And then, okay, because the gorilla in me, my defenses will come up. I know they ain't lying. But just automatically, the little girl says they trying to attack
me. I got
to
protect me.
And get them back. Mm-hmm. Get them back. But when I listen back to this show, I'll grow from it as I do all of them, because for me, I can't speak for nobody else, but for me, every show, I take something from it that helps me become a better person. Does it happen within 24 hours? Mm-mm. No. 48 hours? Mm-mm. No. However, every little piece helps. Every little piece helps. So when we say fighting for love, and if you are like, man, I'm not unique, if you know that your defense goes up automatically, be patient with the person when their defense goes up, when you got to have some real conversation with them as well, because you know that part kicks in. And you know if you're dealing with it, they ain't no different from you. They dealing with it, because sometimes they hear that real shit right in your face with no sugarcoating, with no whipped cream on top. It is the real shit. You take people's shit. Now, I'm not a thief, because I don't take shit from people I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to do it, because I don't take shit from people I don't know. But
if you know you, and you got something that tastes good,
that she like,
watch your back.
It could be ill. It had to be just food.
Watch your damn back.
Watch your damn back.
Run.
So that's why we're doing this show. That's why we do Monique and Sydney's open relationship. And it still makes me laugh sometimes when I read the comments and people take it straight to sex. If you letting your man just sleep with anybody, you can't tell me nothing. And it's like, unfortunately, you haven't listened to the shows. And I understand why you would feel that way, because you only believe that's what it is. But Monique and Sydney's open relationship is just this. These conversations we having with y'all right now that y'all can hear, it's no different from what we have in our closet. It's no different from me and Robin going to the airport. Listen, a couple weeks ago, I said some shit in the car, and I said, I think he jealous. And she said, like you? Well, wait a minute, bitch, that wasn't what I was looking for.
Bam.
Okay, that
and
wasn't.
And some more, yes, I do have a stash, by the way. Unfortunately, she knows where it's located, though, just to answer your question. But go on, Baba, Mama.
So, you know, it is when we're trying to become better, when we're really trying to become better, is when you have to open yourself up to say, I'm open to receive what I'm giving out. I'm open to receive it. And sometimes it don't taste good. It don't sound good. Sometimes it sting like shit, especially when it's coming from the people that really love you, because they know you better. Sometimes better than you know yourself. And when you know what's coming from that place, back down. It ain't a fight. Because sometimes my daddy would have to say, I'm on your team. Like, I'm on your team. Why you? I see you balling your fists up. What you get ready to do? And then I have to say, oh, yeah. So when you know what's coming from that place of nothing but love, and there are people saying, I'm willing to love you through it.
And especially when it has nothing to do with you. Because it's a lot of times we as people, we only have that conversation when it has to do with us. But sometimes when you love the person that you are with, you have to fight for the love in them to bring that out in others. Meaning when there's a conversation and you ask me to weigh something out and it's involving someone else, to love you is not to stick on your side and say, girl, you right. When this is not what we would want done to you in reverse. And to be in a position where you share this information and they accept it, that it becomes a situation where you both are able to grow from it, but also that person is reaping the benefits of you being honest with them, that outside person, if you will, because most people don't have that. And someone asked, will you always have an open relationship? The definition of open means that we are always going to be open to have a conversation. To tell somebody that you've not been with another person in years is of no relevance to them, because all they thinking is that every day in your life is a fuck fest, if they want to believe that.
Get it.
They want to believe that. But the reality is, unbeknownst to them, it's more happening in their relationship with the person that they're saying that they are in a monogamous relationship than with us. But for us, from an open relationship standpoint, to answer that question, open simply means that we are always open to discussion, always open to be who we are, and we allow each other to be who we are. Now, unfortunately, I don't have any exciting fetishes or anything of that nature. For if I did, because again, I've been accused of, because I speak in reference to us being lovers of people who are homosexuals or anisexuals, that I too am a homosexual, because this is something that I don't disapprove of. But if I was, the reason for this show is so that we could be whoever we are. And this is who we are. So what we're saying to the folks that are out there is, be yourself. Stop worrying about other folks in terms of what they say. And love the people who are your people through it. And folks that may be strangers, learn how to love them through it too.
We're talking about it. Excuse me. Are talking about it today. Are you willing to fight for love? And when we hear these conversations, some people would say, are they arguing? We loving each other so goddamn hard, where it's like, listen here, we ain't going nowhere. And that's something too, you know, I said this before, but this brother said this, and it really just stuck. And when I had a conversation with Omar Epps, he said, me and my wife made a decision that we were never going nowhere. Which means we argue different, because it's like, we ain't going nowhere, so why are we going to try to tear each other down and tear each other apart? Why? And that really stuck out, because it's like, if we ain't going nowhere, is the intent to hurt? Or is the intent to, no, I'm not trying to hurt, I just want you to see it my way. What you doing, my sweet?
I'm trying to cut this goddamn phone off, but it won't allow me to do it. This damn phone, they keep trying to tell me to get a smartphone, because this shit must be dumb.
Right.
It must be me.
Dumb phones so goddamn smart that they are dumb. I don't fool with them. Bring back the flip shit.
That's it.
That's what I appreciate.
And or next time,
come on,
just cut your goddamn phone off before the show starts.
That's all.
That's
daddy.
What I'll
okay.
do.
See,
okay, then.
See, I don't be having to tell my daddy shit, because he already said before I can get to it. See, he got to tell me shit. Because, okay, I don't be saying it before he get to it.
And here's the thing. Don't be embarrassed to be wrong. See, the thing is, if I'm wrong about something and you pointed it out, from where I come from, you give people that for saying good looking out.
Come on.
Because you got me on straight now, because I didn't know. When you dealing with your folks and you accept them as that, and they say something to you, it's like, I know they ain't saying it to be messed up. They was excited when I got my new sweater, so I know they ain't hating on me. Mm. But the fact that I keep on rolling out and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do,
and they making mention to how I'm treating Marjorie, it's like, nigga, you better get your shit on point. Well, listen to your man.
Yes.
He don't have nothing to lose by telling you to do right by your woman. In fact, that's your boy, because most of your boys won't say anything to you about it. But that's your real man that's really considering your future. So think about the individuals who are telling you what they're telling you, and know that when they have a vested interest in you winning, y'all kick it all the time, but they want you to be a bum.
Yes.
So that's why they telling you this pertinent information to whatever you're dealing with. Don't be embarrassed to be a human being. Don't be embarrassed to be incorrect. You gave your hypothesis, and to the same person that found you out to be wrong will be the same person that will later on find you out to be right, because in situations and relationship, who do you know that is right all the time? Besides you.
No, baby. Okay, not that. I didn't say a goddamn thing.
I'm just asking you.
Look around.
I'm just asking you.
Because my look around was nobody.
I was just asking that.
No, baby.
Okay,
no.
Then.
No, we all talking right. About it. Will you fight? Will you fight for love?
Are you?
Will you fight for love? You know, sometimes in watching TV and you see a lot of the relationships and you see some of the sisters making decisions and the brothers, and it's on these reality shows, and you see people and you'll hear people say, they stupid, or I can't believe she went back, or I can't believe he went back. And I don't ever think somebody's stupid for fighting for what they believe in. Mm-hmm. I remember when Ray Rice went through this whole thing with his wife, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, oh, that young lady is so stupid, and oh, how could they? And what I did, I have respect for that sister, because what she said was, we went through it, but we're going to get some help, and we're gonna work through this. We're going to work through, as he said, we're going to work through it. Mm-hmm. And what that couple said was, we love each other enough, goddammit, we don't care about y'all's scrutiny. We don't care about what nobody's saying. Yes, y'all see the video all over the world, but we're going to love each other through it. We're going to work through it. It's like, how many people got behind that? To say, really fight forward. Hopefully y'all won't fight on each other again, but really fight forward. Do I know people that fight each other physically and really love each other and stayed married till they died? Yes, my Uncle Billy and my Aunt Vera. Once a month, they was going to get it in.
Bam.
Get it in. She might hit him with a bat. Baby, listen, one time he came down the street because he had lost all the money. Oh. So he said they beat him up the street. So all the kids and my Aunt Vera go up the street to fight on whoever beat him up. When they get up the street, they said, Miss Vera, nobody beat on Whip. He just spent all the money.
Oh.
So then she commits to whipping on Whip.
Yeah.
But they loved each other till death. So
what was his name again?
His name was Whip. They called him Whip, but it was Uncle Billy.
Right, Whip. Right. So
Whip.
What was he expected to do but get his ass?
Whip.
Okay, then.
Right.
And a whippersnapper.
And not that we're saying it's okay for domestic violence. We're not at all. However, we're saying there are those people that say we're going to love each other through this. We're going to love each other through it, because some of us have issues and challenges that are so goddamn deep that if every time you got with somebody and you kept walking away, guess what? You're going to be a lonely bitch by the time you're about 80.
But not just that. It's one of those things where if it doesn't work, if it does not fit, you must have quit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two is, it's like, you may have been designed for that individual and you understand them in a way in which no one else does, because there's something in your life that brought you two together. I didn't understand when I was saying to Monique years ago, when she said, I'm going to get married to this guy named Calvin. And I said, but you really don't know him well enough to get married to him, do you? See, you supposed to be on my side. Okay, nigga, I'm on your side now. I'm on your side. You go ahead, but this is what I need you to do. Remember what I told you. Now, I didn't know I was saying this to my wife, okay, to my first wife. Okay, she didn't know her third husband.
Okay, then.
It's the third of 13.
Don't do it.
Okay.
It's
and
three,
she
baby.
She didn't know if my third husband, she didn't know she was going to say it to her third husband or that she was hearing it from him, but that's what ended up happening. And then the second one, but listen, are you sure? Because, see, he seemed to be getting frustrated with you a lot, and y'all don't even live together. You want to get married and do that too? And she was like, yeah, okay then. Well, then, then later on in life, and she has said, Sid, if we're not married by the time we are 40, we need to get married to one another. And I said to her, here's the thing. I love you too much to get married to you, because how do you kill your best friend? You can't do that, because you'll get on my goddamn nerves. You don't take my goddamn cookies and raisins and think I'm going to get over it. And somehow, I had to fight for love and get over the goddamn cookie raisins, snack treat. I ain't got over it all the way, but enough to dedicate my life to this woman right here in my family and say that I love her beyond any other woman that I've ever dealt with, met, loved, life, nigga, except, you know, your grandmom, your mama, that's a different love. But the terrestrial bitches, okay? The regular human ones, this is it, okay? So at the end of the day, it's like when we in the closet talking this morning, and when your wife can say, yes, ma'am, to something you said, she said, I said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yes, ma'am. That's when you know your relationship is for real, because now she's looking at you as one of the girls. So, hey. It's been happening for years. Robin did this shit to me earlier. Yes, ma'am. I accept it for what it is. It's what it is.
We was
just talking.
The conversation was just so easy. Hey. I don't even know what you're saying. Right. Say, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because we've been in each other's lives for so long that though we've said yes, ma'am, to Sid said to us, oh, nigga, go ahead with that.
Yeah, I mean, he said.
Right. He just said, listen, what he really said to me that day in the bathroom when I said, yo, if we not married by the time we 40, we going to marry each other. And I quote him. He said, bitch, I would kill you. That's what he said first. That's what he said first. He said, bitch, I will kill you.
And look at him.
And look at him.
As we holding hands, talking to y'all under the table and shit.
Oh, baby. Will you fight for love? And we hope that you will. We hope that you will all the way around, not just for the, you know, your mate, but for your families, for your friendships, mm-hmm. For the people that y'all are teammates. Like, will you fight for that?
For the friends you don't even have yet. But based upon the conversation that you are having or willing to have, you become a friend.
Come on, babies. That's why this show is so important. And that's why we say, tell a friend and tell another friend. And we appreciate the comments that y'all get. Some people say, they send in, that's my Monday pill. That's my Monday motivation. That's my Monday thing. Because I think that there are conversations where they are non-restrictive. And there are conversations where y'all are hearing two people that are saying, we're flawed. We don't know everything. We just sharing our little mean, meager experiences. But we don't know. We ain't trying to come off like we know gurus or shit. Like we can tell you how to do it, what to say. No, we just telling y'all this is what works for us. And what I say is, as I've always said to my daddy, nigga, I know I ain't unique. I know I ain't unique with my bullshit. I know I'm not.
As I said to my daddy, nigga, I know I ain't unique. See, that's when you really get down, when you call your other nigga, look, okay?
But it's been since childhood.
That's it.
Like, you can't, I hope that y'all are in relationships that y'all can share with one another like that. That you can, where it's not just your husband and not your friend. Where your children are just your children. But there's no relationship. We're hoping that these conversations, as they are helping me, y'all, as they helping me, we hope they could do the same thing for y'all. Right, Daddy? Take the best.
Absolutely. And shout out to Mike Law in Suffolk, Virginia. You say, want to shout out, brother. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you all, because everybody that's taking that time to watch this conversation, that says a lot about you. That says about a lot about you, because there's a whole lot of news stations that are on there, out there right now, that are speaking about negativity. Where do you duck in and get away from that and talk about the things that are really affecting people when they go home and go to sleep at night? A lack of love. Your knee hurts. You don't have anybody to rub anything on that.
It would be somebody that would love to have your company. But how do you do that? If we don't open up and say it's okay to be vulnerable, it's okay if somebody gets over on you because they really didn't get over on you. Because as my brother Jeremiah says, you can't get over on an honest man. You're really getting over on yourself. So if somebody wants to take advantage of you or think they're taking advantage because you're being loving, no, they didn't take advantage of you. They didn't take advantage of the love that you were trying to offer them. And you took advantage of that moment and situation. And a miracle.
Come on.
Is waiting for you.
Ha!
Okay, now.
Go ahead now.
Can
take
I
them
get
home
your
now.
Money?
Take them home.
Can I get that money?
You gonna ask for that money?
I'm gonna ask for that money.
I'm gonna need y'all to plant a
we
seed.
We need the kind of jingle.
Plant a seed.
But we want the kind of fold.
Tell them.
I need that money.
If you ain't got it, give
Woo-hoo.
Us gold. Come on now.
If you ain't got it, get alone. Get alone.
Get alone, damn it.
Get alone.
Now take us home.
Listen, we love y'all for real. And we want to thank y'all for tuning in and listening. And if you are in the Pittsburgh area this Friday and Saturday, February 3rd and 4th, we're going to be at the Improv. And May 13th, baby, our second annual Mother's Day show at the Apollo in Harlem, New York. This year, it is myself, Tone X, and our special guest, Queen Cookie, baby. So we can't wait for that show.
Get
right
it,
there.
Queen.
We want to thank y'all again and then again. And as my daddy always says, a mind is like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open.
My name is Monique.
I'm Sydney.
And we love y'all.
For free.
Mwah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.